This morning, with the readings, I want to throw the thought of the image, or the taste, if you will, of heaven, of the divinity of Jesus, and the event of the transfiguration, the trans, you know, meaning across, the figuration of something. Of course, the transfiguration was the showing of the divinity of Jesus. Again, he's both man and a divine God, our God. And that is a transfiguration. You're the same person with two different nations, or two different personalities or nature. So let's go first to the prophet of Daniel, as he had an image in chapter 7. One like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven when he reached the ancient one and was presented before him. To one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. That was an image of the prophet Daniel with transfiguration and the divinity of God. In his in that experience, very mystical, and then we could ask the questions, you know, was that in his mind? Was that a physical, mystical experience? But that was an image of the transfiguration right there. Now, that was with one person, the prophet of Daniel. And then we go to the gospel, and once again, as we heard already, that Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John to go to the mountain, and then his whole being was dazzled with white, showing them that he is God, he is man. And he was conversing, obviously, with Moses and Moses and Elijah about the history and what his mission is to go to Jerusalem and be crucified. And he said, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." And we went back to work. Go back, because it's always interesting to me, and it is correct. You know, usually our first reading, our second reading, if we're listening to the second reading in the New Testament, that's always after the Gospels. Even though in the order of the Mass, it's kind of like going something that's after the Gospel before the Gospel, basically. And what was St. Peter writing about that experience, that this is my Son, my Beloved, with whom I was pleased, when he and James and John were on that mountain. So at that point, now he was proclaiming what he and his two, you know, friends, disciples, had that experience, knew that, but held that secret until he rose from the dead. Well, finally, after Jesus died, after the many thousands of years that we've learned about Jesus as a God and man, as all the theology, the philosophy, the sacraments, all those things we've learned and grown and have with relationships with him, we come now to Mass. And that is transfiguration. We are seeing Jesus Christ. He looks different now. Doesn't look like a walking person. It's the divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist, his body and blood. And those that have passed away have now and can experience that transfiguration, not only to see Jesus face to face, as well as God, the Father, and Son, but yourself. But those that who have passed away are called to go to heaven, That is a transfiguration of themselves. That's our goal, to be to heaven. That's our goal, is to be transfigured from this shell, if you will. And I don't mean like heretical things where our body is worth nothing. No, 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 no. Our body and soul is a clay vessel here on earth, but will be glorified in heaven. And that's a big, big part of why we have August 6th, the transfiguration of Jesus, because he allows us to see that, whether we see it or not, with the Eucharist, and then at the place where he has called us to be transfigured ourselves, to be with God in eternity, in heaven.